Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. I'm glad you're here this morning. We have been on safari here all week in Africa with Vacation Bible School, and so I figured this morning we should welcome each other the African way. So to help out, I've asked my wife, Susan, to come up. Susan and I, actually, we lived in Africa for a year. I did my seminary internship there. Susan taught math at a secondary school, and so we're going to teach you Swahili greeting and to teach you how to welcome each other.
Mm-hmm. And I wore my conga because millions of women in Tanzania are wearing one of these today and every day.
Isn't she lovely? All right, so we'll start. She'll teach you the word for welcome.
So the word for welcome is karibu. And if you speak a little Spanish, you kind of roll the R a little bit. Karibu. Try it. Karibu. Karibu.
Karibu. All right. And the response, karibu means welcome, and the response to that would be thank you. And in Swahili, thank you is asante. Say it with me. Asante.
Asante.
So it goes like this. If we're welcoming each other, you can start, Susan.
Karibu.
Asante. Karibu.
Asante.
Okay. Now, you guys try it with us. Karibu. Asante. All right. Stand and welcome your neighbors in Swahili. You guys are really good at that. You already knew Swahili, didn't you? All right, well, I invite you to remain standing as we begin with a brief order of confession and forgiveness printed in the bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we sing our gathering hymn number 504, a hymn request, A Mighty Fortress.
Thank you.
So we had a great week of Vacation Bible School. Besides the fun, the games, the learning, also we took offerings every day. The kids came up and they put their offering into the giving tree. It went in the hole and it went away down to the bottom, to this mysterious place. But that money was given to support Operation Kid to Kid. And because of the money that our kids gave during Vacation Bible School this week, 8 moms and babies in Zambia will receive education, vitamins, and nutrition from conception to age 2, which I think is pretty awesome. That's worth some applause. Yeah. So thank you to our kids for showing us and being part of this mission to be God's love in action and reminding us that these blessings, these gifts that we have, aren't just for ourselves, but they're for everybody. And to remember that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. And please join me in the prayer of the day. Benevolent God, you are the source, the guide, and the goal of our lives. Teach us to love what is worth loving, to reject what is offensive to you, and to treasure what is precious in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And you may be seated for the reading.
Vanity of vanities, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel and Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to reach out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and I see all is vanity and a chasing after wind. I hated all my toil, in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me, and who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be master of all for which I toiled, and use my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my laborers under the sun, because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all this toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is in vexation. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This also is vanity.
I'd like to invite the kids to come up for the children's sermon, and as they do, we'll sing Jesus Loves Me.
Thank you.
Hello? It's on now? All right. I don't know, folks. We'll figure it out. Clearly, it was my sunglasses. Okay. Oh, yep. We're there now. Okay. So, hi, guys. How are you? Good. Do you like my sunglasses? Yeah? Cool. You think they're pretty cool? Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So, oh, come on. Here's the thing. What are sunglasses? Are they good or are they bad? What do you think? Good? All right. Why are they good? Wait.
They help you so sun doesn't get in your eyes.
Okay. Very good. So they protect us, right? They protect our eyes from the sun, and they protect our eyes from UV rays. They help us, right? So they're good for our eyes, right? So in our gospel reading today, Jesus is giving us sunglasses, except he's giving us sunglasses for our hearts. He wants to protect our hearts because, you see, if we are selfish, then it hurts our hearts. What is a selfish person like? What do you think?
Someone that is mean.
Okay. What do you think? What's a selfish person like? Okay. So selfish people are mean, right? They don't like to share their things, right? And they don't, they just want more and more and more, and all they look at is what they want and not what other people want, right? And are selfish people happy? What do you think? Are selfish people happy?
No.
All right. Thank you. So Jesus doesn't want us to be unhappy. You think you can find it? Jesus doesn't want us to be unhappy. So can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Jesus doesn't want... Do we even know what we're talking about anymore? All right. Jesus doesn't want us to be unhappy, and so he gave us... He gave us... Yeah. He gave us something to protect our hearts, and he gave us a lesson called don't be greedy. Okay? And so we have for each of you a pair of sunglasses, and on them they say don't be greedy, because it helps to protect your heart just like sunglasses protect our eyes. Okay. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, please help us fix our sound system. And help us to not be greedy. Amen. Thanks, guys, for coming up and sticking it out with me. Let's stand for the gospel reading.
Amen.
Holy Gospel for today is written in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will put down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for you for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
All right. Let's try this. All right, so when you are empty, when you're running on empty, what fills you up again? If you were to do what you love, what would that be? What fills your tank up again? According to Ecclesiastes, that's what we should be doing all the time, because all is vanity. Get it? It's a picture of a vanity. Yeah. Right? That's what Ecclesiastes says. All is vanity. All is emptiness. So the person saying this is a guy named Koheleth. And I know he looks like Santa Claus, but there's really nothing jolly about him. Koheleth means the teacher. But he's not like the fun teacher. He's not like a hold-your-hand nurturing teacher. He's kind of more like your high school shop teacher or maybe your football coach, right? Who isn't going to sugarcoat it? He's just going to tell you exactly how it is. Kind of like this Geico commercial.
"But switching to Geico really saved you 15% or more on car insurance. Does a former drill sergeant make a terrible therapist?"
"That's why it never makes me sad.
Jug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!"
"Tissue. Cry, baby."
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I liked it. So, Drill Sergeant Koheleth reporting for duty today. He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's just telling us like it is. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. No matter what you do, you're still gonna die. So just enjoy what God has given you. This is as good as it gets, he's saying. So you might as well just keep calm, right? And read Koheleth and just make the best of things and enjoy life. Do what you want to do. In fact, the book of Ecclesiastes in this reading inspired a whole genre of paintings in the 16th and 17th centuries in Europe called Vanitas paintings. Vanitas is Latin, it means emptiness. And they were to remind people of the emptiness of life and how they should enjoy it and make the most of it while they can. They're still lives, and they have images like a skull reminding us of death. And in this particular one, there are the fading flowers. There's the overturned vase. There's the candle that's been snuffed out. There's bubbles that are about to burst. And in this one, we see the glass that's half empty. We have rotting fruit, and we have dead birds. And a more recent Vanitas painting from 1978 by Philippe de Rome, it's called Cherry Tart Vanitas. This is what my mother-in-law would have called digging your grave with your teeth. Or as the great George Strait sang, you don't bring nothing with you here, and you can't take nothing back. I ain't never seen a hearse with a luggage rack. So we might as well just keep calm and have a good time. Do what you love to do. Enjoy it. Focus on you. And the culture has really picked up on this message from Ecclesiastes, and we see it everywhere.
I am my car. I am my clothes. I am my bank account. I am my house. I obey my thirst. I have it my way. I just do it. I deserve a break today. I double my pleasure, double my fun. I live the high life because I'm worth it. I'm looking out for number one. I wait for nothing. I have a million choices. I get what I want. I do what's best for me. I spend my time where I want to spend it. No one wastes it but me. I have the world at my fingertips. If it doesn't work, I'll throw it out and get a new one. If I'm uncomfortable, I leave. There's another place just down the street. If I'm unhappy, I'm missing something. I find it. I buy it. If I want it, I get it. I accumulate. I collect. I acquire. I take. I use. I devour. I consume. I am not the center of the universe, but I'm the center of mine. I want to know what's in it for me. I want to know what I get out of it. I'm here to find happiness. I live for comfort. I exist to be served. The world exists to serve me. I am the customer. The customer is king. I am king.
Wow, there are a lot of I's in that. I don't know. Am I self-centered or is it just me? That's a joke. Of course I'm self-centered. We're all a little self-centered, aren't we? We like to focus on ourselves, but when we do, it leaves us feeling empty. Empty. Which brings us to our second teacher today, Jesus. A man comes up to Jesus and he says to Jesus, "Tell my brother to give me half of the family inheritance. Tell him to give me what I want." Now, I don't know if Jesus had been reading Ecclesiastes that morning or what, but he seems to be all pumped up on Drill Sergeant and Koheleth because he doesn't sugarcoat it at all. He says to the guy, basically, he says, look, I'm not your people's court. I'm not your judge. You need to look in a mirror because what you're going to see in the mirror is a fool, a rich fool. And he tells a parable about a rich fool. And the point of the parable is that you're going to die one day, but what's the point of your life if you've done everything you love, everything that you want, but nothing that matters to God? For Jesus, it's not just keep calm, be happy, it's keep calm and do what matters. Chuck Feeney liked to make money. He was really good at making money. He graduated from business school and he got together with some friends of his and they started a company, and over the years they opened a whole chain of duty-free shops in airports all over the world. You know, like if you're traveling to other countries and you got some cash left over, some local currency that you need to get rid of, and so you go to the duty-free store and you buy stuff that you don't really want, you don't really need. Well, Chuck and his friends were taking your money and getting rich off of it. In fact, by 1984, Chuck Feeney was worth $7.5 billion. He was 53 then. And by the time he was 53, he had learned some things about himself. And what he learned was that he loved to make money. But once he had it, he really didn't have much use for it. He loved living simply. He didn't have a big mansion. He didn't want a big mansion. He had a modest apartment in New York City that he rented. And he didn't want to travel all over the world. He traveled for work all the time. When he was off, the last thing that he wanted to do was get in a plane again. And when he did travel, he never traveled first class. He always traveled coach, because first class doesn't get you there any faster, is what Chuck Feeney always said. He got seasick easily, so he wasn't interested in a yacht. He had all of this money, and he just didn't know what to do with it. He was empty, he was miserable, and at age 53, he decided that he was going to give it all away. And so for the next 32 years, that's what he worked on. He gave lots of money to help children around the world to have health care that they didn't previously have. He gave lots of money towards education, especially higher education, gave some big gifts to his alma mater, Cornell University. He gave money that made the peace process in Northern Ireland possible. He gave money for drug research and medicine, especially for HIV and AIDS, and he gave his money towards human rights causes all over the world, many, many of them. So that by 2016, Chuck Feeney had given away over $8 billion. Because when you're a billionaire, you keep making money even when you're giving it all away. He had given away over $8 billion. And by 2016, he said that he was down to $2 million, and that's what he was going to use to get through the rest of his life. And I understand. I mean, he had an apartment in New York City. That's kind of expensive, right? He gave it all away except for what he needed. He was a big fan of what Jesus was talking about in his parable today. Don't store up your wealth in bigger and bigger bank accounts only to give it away when you're dead. Do what matters now and enjoy it while you can. He is a great example of the combined message that we get from both Ecclesiastes and Jesus today. Do what you love and do it in a way that matters to God. So getting back to that first question, if you were to do what you love, what would you do? And how could you do it in a way that matters to God? How could you do what you love in a way that helps others? How could you do what you love in a way that brings good into the world? How could you do what you love in a way that's not just about you? Jesus brings us a really strong message today, and he does not sugarcoat it, right? His message is, if you're focused on yourself, you're a fool. Question is, how do you hear that message? Do you hear it as confirmation of what you already know, or do you hear it as an invitation to a better life, an invitation to a life that's full? Amen. Let's stand and sing. Let's proclaim together what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. Lord Jesus, guard our hearts from greed and selfishness and help us to do what we love in ways that matter to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America as they meet at their church-wide assembly this week. We ask that you would guide our voting members as they select a presiding bishop. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope and strength, be with all those who are in need. Today we pray especially for James Grob, Bev Friend, Roger Michael, Landon Dietrich, Jack Hulbert, Mike Lau, Sandra Link, Dan Carey, B.J. Gifford. We ask that you would give your peace and your comfort to the families of Jean Semmelhack and Darla Ritter Davidson at their deaths. We also pray for all the families and loved ones of people killed recently in mass shootings in California, Texas, and Ohio. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, that you would also protect and support the women and men who currently serve in the armed forces and their families, especially Kim Hall, Alex Binger, and Robson Shankland. We pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let's share that peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering. Let's stand. Lord,
And please join me in the offertory prayer printed in the bulletin. O Lord our God, maker of all things, through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts. With them we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Everybody is invited to come forward to receive this meal of God's grace and love. Anybody not communing today is welcome to come forward for a blessing. We have both wine and grape juice. The grape juice is white and in the center of the tray of cups. Gluten-free wafers are available over here on the organ side. We have our home communion kits on the altar, reminding us that we have many communion visitors who are taking this meal out into people in our community, and they are an important part of this congregation and the body of Christ, and they will receive this meal with us. This is the food of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready, and you may be seated. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. A few announcements before we head out. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you for your patience this morning with the sound system. I think there was an issue last week for some reason, and in a process trying to fix it, levels got changed, and we're just trying to get everything back balanced again. Don't worry about it. It will be okay. Want to say thank you to Don and Sharon Teescotter for the altar flowers today in celebration of their 35th wedding anniversary. Also thanks to Sue Barron and her family for the radio broadcast in memory of loved ones today. If you haven't already done so, sign up for your time for the photo directory. We're starting to take pictures this week. I know a lot of you have said to me that you haven't signed up because you're going to break the camera. Okay, so just to prove to you that you're not going to break the camera, I'm going first this week, okay? So if I don't break the camera, you guys are good to go. So please sign up. We'd love to have you included in that and be part of the directory. It won't be complete without you. And also, we had a great week of Vacation Bible School this week. But now this coming week, Messiah Lutheran, they have their Riverside Day Camp. That's happening, and that starts tomorrow. It goes from 9 to 2, Monday through Thursday. There's a program at 7 o'clock Thursday night with ice cream to follow, so you can't beat that. So, kids, if you want more fun this summer, head on over to Messiah. Let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. And we sing our sending hymn number 650. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.